am very happy to be here with you. I'm sure a couple weeks ago, maybe Father Weber published a biography of my life and my ministries, and it all began here at St. Cecilia. My parents were married here in 1948, and they bought a house down by the corner of Paxton and Marburg for $7,000. There, my sisters and I lived. We went to school here. I came to new life in the waters of baptism, in the baptismal font, which now your bathroom occupies. I made my first confession right over here, and today I sat in the seat where Monsignor Kramer sat when he heard my first confession. Received my first communion and confirmation on these very steps. I think back to being here as a little boy. We always sat, our family sat here right across from the eighth station of the cross. And being a little boy serving daily mass or Sunday mass or weddings and funerals, the credence table used to be over here, and it seemed like it took me hours to walk from the credence table to the altar because it just seemed so huge in this church. Now it takes me probably five steps. But what a difference it was when you're five and when you're 10 years old. This was such an important part of our lives when I was growing up. Everything revolved around our parish community and our school community. At the end of my seventh grade year, we moved out to Anderson Township to take care of an elderly aunt. And so coming back here today, driving on the parking lot where we used to play for recess and walking into this church, and it still has the smell of when I was like a little boy, there are so many fond and great memories of St. Cecilia in my heart and in my life. I have known Father Weber for 13 years. He's a good man and a good priest, and I'm sure you all know that. I consider him a very good friend. We can tease each other unmercifully and then turn around and be very compassionate, understanding, and encouraging to one another. I was a pastor at a large parish on the western side of the city. It was a busy place. I can't imagine how Father Weber will take care of three places. So you need to be able to be good to him and help him out and encourage him as he manages this region. I have known Father Williams for 3 years. He was assigned to my classmate's parish in Price Hill as an intern. So when my classmate and I went out for coffee or lunch, many times Father Jason would go along with us, so I got to know him then. He's a good man and a good soul. And I think he's a good preacher, or at least he has the beginnings of a good preacher. And I think it's so critical for a new priest's first assignment to be able to set the tone for the rest of his priesthood. So I know with Father Weber and all of you encouraging him and supporting him, you'll make him a good priest and a good future pastor. Change is always difficult. I'm going through it myself, of being from a parish priest now to the spiritual director at the seminary and being an associate at three different parishes. I'm trying to remember what I'm supposed to do each day and where I'm supposed to be and how to do it, and I'm getting a little confused. I think all of us go through change. When we go through changes, it's difficult because something that was familiar to us, something that was so comfortable to us, now is a little uneasy. But I think if we work together as a whole, if we're patient with each other and we're helping each other, it will all work out. God's in the midst of all of this, so everything will be okay. I am getting used to the surroundings of the seminary and the three parishes, but like I said, I get confused. So if I'm standing in the wrong place or I'm doing something wrong, just say, "No, Father, over there, get back here." I don't mind. I'm terrible with names, so keep telling me who you are until I remember it. And if I call you by the wrong name, then just correct me. You won't hurt my feelings. Unless you like that name, and then it'll be a lot easier on me. I love the Lord, I love Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph, and I entrust everything of my life and ministry to them and through them. I love the church and I love being a priest. And I'm glad to be here with you. You have been in my prayers and my masses since Archbishop told me that I would be coming here. And I'm glad that I've been a priest for 24 years. And much of my vocation started here at St. Cecilia with the example of Monsignor Kramer and the other priests and the Sisters of Mercy that taught us. In our first reading today, we see Abraham's persistence before God. And the apostles ask Jesus to teach them how to pray. And we as disciples of Christ are all about prayer. Our prayer is our conversation with the Lord and also taking time to listen to the Lord, because he always has something to say to us. We just need to quiet ourselves down and hear what he wants to offer us. But Jesus calls us to pray, to tell him what we need. Not that he doesn't know already, but that when we make our voices heard by what our needs are, what's most important in our lives, what we're struggling with, what is weighing on our hearts and our minds, and we're giving it over to the Lord, it shows how much we do trust him and our love for him. And he wants to know that from us. He knows, wants to give us what we need most in our lives. So when we're facing struggles in the family or at work or at school, to be able to say, Lord, help me on my test today. Lord, help me to find a job. Lord, take care of grandma today. Be with us all, Lord, whether it's for our parish or the church universal, our city or our world or our own family lives. When we turn everything over to Christ, we have our sense of trust and confidence, knowing that he is with us. And when he is with us, we can do all things. We can make things all better because we know that by our side is the Lord, who is never going to leave us and will direct us in the way that we need to be together.